Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Grizzly bear charges, barely missing UPS delivery man, and security cameras caught it all. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A grizzly bear charges and barely misses a UPS delivery man, and the security cameras capture the whole scary encounter. A UPS delivery man barely avoided one grisly situation that could have landed him in the hospital, if not worse. Keep in mind, UPS employees are somewhat used to dealing with barking dogs, or ones that want to lick them because they're so friendly. Other times, employees have to deal with tricky fence gates or grouchy and nosy neighbors. And the latest threat they have been facing, just to deliver our packages on time, is COVID. But none of these were the danger that this poor UPS delivery man was dealing with. He was delivering a package to a picturesque rustic cabin with a beautiful front porch in a wooded area. It seemed like any other ordinary delivery when out of nowhere, a grizzly bear charges right at him. The man seems to take a double take at something off camera. Then he dodges to the right just before a grizzly bear running full speed crosses the camera's line of sight. The man jumps out of the way, narrowly missing being bowled over by the unexpected visitor. After being missed by the charging bear, he actually comes back to the porch to shoo the bear away like a dog off a leash. He can be heard saying, "Get out of here, get!" Adult grizzly bears can grow to as tall as 8 feet and weigh as much as 900 pounds. And they have attacked humans without being provoked on numerous occasions, even all the way back to the days of when King David was a young shepherd boy. Let's all say a prayer for our delivery employees, along with a hedge of protection as they do their jobs. And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." 1 Samuel 17:37.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Young widower and father of seven breaks down when a stranger walks up and hands over $10,000. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Life changed dramatically when father of seven, Dakota Nelson, lost his wife suddenly. But the widower's story of loss turned into an inspirational Christmas story of hope when a stranger showed up with a huge surprise. In 2018, life was hectic but happy for Dakota Nelson. He and his wife, Reem Nelson, had 7 children ranging in age from 1 to 16, and things were good. But in July of that year, everything changed. Dakota left the garage to go put some tools away, and when he came back, he found his 38-year-old wife's lifeless body on the ground. For reasons we'll never know, 38-year-old Reem's heart just stopped beating and she collapsed on the floor. The sudden tragedy left Dakota Nelson a widower and single father of 7. But there is always some kind of light in the darkness, and the kindness of others helped cut through this dark time. Prayers poured in for the grieving father and his kids. Friends and family raised money through a Dakota Nelson GoFundMe page. and a secret Santa even surprised the father of seven one day with a completely unexpected act of kindness. On a day in December that started like any other, a stranger walked up to Dakota Nelson and his kids in a parking lot. The stranger was Nate Eaton, a news anchor for East Idaho News, and he was there to present the Nelson family with gifts from a secret Santa. Dakota watched in shock as his kids opened a gift containing a $1,000 gift card for groceries and another $1,000 Walmart gift card. But that wasn't all. Nate handed Dakota a check for $8,000, and the stunned father of seven broke down in tears. Dakota's gratitude was already evident through his flood of emotions, but he followed up again later with a heartfelt thank you note saying, "I have noticed that through this ordeal, we have been blessed to see kindness replace the pain of losing a loved one whom I had been married to for 17 years. My children have noted this and have stated that they want to do the same for others. Thank you again for making this Christmas special." A few years after the Secret Santa surprise, Dakota Nelson and his family have had more time to heal. And the father of seven says they are doing well, and it's all because of the love and support they received. "It's thanks to everyone who helped out," Dakota explained. "All the prayers and donations and everything else. It really made a transition into a different lifestyle a lot easier." While their hearts will always ache for Reem, the kindness showed by others is what helped carry the family through the darkest days of their grief. "The amount of help and love and support we got really made a difference, especially that first year," Dakota said. Through the love and support of others, Dakota and his children have felt the love of their Heavenly Father. And though the tragedy they've endured has been unbelievable, their reliance on Him has only deepened. And Dakota gives all the glory to God for the healing in their hearts. "Honestly, it's our Father in heaven working in each of our lives," the father of seven says. "I've realized that I'm nothing without Him." It can be hard to find the light in the darkness, but it is there. And Dakota Nelson's story of tragedy turned inspirational Christmas story of hope is a perfect example.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.